Hi everyone, this is Akash bringing you all yet another podcast by EduRaker, your one-stop solution to all the latest trending technologies. Machine learning has stolen the spotlight. It has become the number one search trend during the year of 2019 and continues to grow unimaginably. More and more of us are becoming aware of what machine learning can help us achieve, but do not really know how to make use of it. So let's take this a step further and understand what machine learning is really about. Dive deep into the realm of unsupervised learning and come about with answers to the questions that we have. So, machine learning in the simplest of terms is teaching your machine about something. You collect data and clean the data. You create algorithms, teach the algorithm essential patterns from the data, and then expect the algorithm to give you a helpful answer. If the algorithm lives up to your expectations, you have successfully taught your algorithm. If not, just scrap everything and start from scratch. That's just how it works. And oh, if you're looking for a formal definition, machine learning is the process of creating models that can perform a certain task without the need of a human explicitly programming it to do something. So machine learning can be broadly classified into three types. We have supervised learning, we have unsupervised learning, and we have reinforcement learning. So let's understand how these three types of learning are different from each other. Under supervised learning, you supervise the learning process, meaning the data that you have collected here is labeled, so you know what input needs to be mapped to what output. This helps you correct your algorithm if it makes a mistake in giving you the answer. Unsupervised learning works the complete opposite. The data collected here has no labels, and you are unsure about the outputs. So you model your algorithm such that it can understand patterns from the data and output the required answer. So you do not interfere when the algorithm is learning. Reinforcement learning, on the other hand, is completely different. There is no data in this type of learning, nor do you teach the algorithm anything. You model the algorithm such that it interacts with the environment. And if the algorithm does a good job, you reward it. Else, you punish the algorithm. So what happens is with continuous interactions and learning, it goes from being bad to being the best it can for the problem that is assigned to it. So now we have an idea of what exactly machine learning could be and what are the different types of learning that are a part of it. But we are here today to learn unsupervised learning in detail, right? So let's just do that. Unsupervised learning, as discussed earlier, can be thought of as self-learning, where the algorithm can find previously unknown patterns in the datasets that do not have any sort of labels. Let me give you a real-life example that you may have encountered and can relate to understand what this type of learning is. Suppose you have never watched a cricket match in your entire life, and you've been invited over by your friends to hang out at their house for a match between India and Australia. You have no idea about what cricket is, but just for your friends, you say yes and head over there. The match starts and you just sit there blank. Your friends are enjoying the way Virat Kohli is playing and you want to join in the fun, right? So here is where you start learning about the game. You analyze the screen and come up with certain conclusions that may help you understand the game better. So there are basically two teams with jerseys of color blue and yellow. Since Virat Kohli belongs to India and you can see the score of India on the screen, you conclude that India has the jersey of blue, which makes Australia have the jersey of yellow. Then there are different types of players on the field, two which belong to India that have bats, meaning that they are batting. There is somebody who runs up and bowls a ball, making him a bowler. There are around 9 players around the field who try to, you know, stop the ball from reaching the boundary of the stadium. There is somebody behind the wickets called as the wicketkeeper, and there are two umpires to manage the match. So if the ball hits the wickets or if the ball is caught by the fielders, the batsman is out and he has to walk back. And Virat Kohli has the number 18 on his back with his name also. And if he scores a 4 or a 6, you need to cheer. So you make all these observations one by one and now know when to cheer or boo when the wickets fall. From knowing nothing to knowing the basics of cricket, you can now enjoy the match with your friends. So, what exactly happened here? You had every material that you needed to learn about the basics of cricket. The TV, when and who your friends are cheering for. This made you learn about cricket by yourself without somebody guiding you about it. This is the principle that unsupervised learning follows. So, having understood what unsupervised learning is, let us move over and understand what makes it so important in the field of machine learning. So, unsupervised learning helps us obtain a lot of information because of the way it works. Unsupervised learning algorithms work on datasets that are unlabeled, and these help you find patterns which are not previously known to us. So, what happens with these patterns that we've obtained? They help us categorize the elements, or they help us find association between the items. They can also help detect anomalies or defects that are there in the data, which can be later taken care by us. Lastly, and most importantly, data which is collected is usually unlabeled, which makes work easier for us when we have to use these algorithms. It is essential that you understand the importance of unsupervised learning, because that will help you decide whether these algorithms are the ones which you need to solve your problems with. Now that we have arrived so far, let me tell you that unsupervised learning is also broken down. More precisely, it is broken down into two parts. It is a clustering and association. So, what do these two types do? Well, clustering is the type of unsupervised learning where you find patterns in the data that you're working on. It may be the shape or the size or the color, which can be used to group data items or create clusters or create groups basically. So, some of the most popular algorithms are k-means clustering, the k-nearest neighbor clustering, hierarchical clustering, and more. Association, on the other hand, is the kind of unsupervised learning where you find dependencies of one data item to another data item. And what do? You map them such that they help you profit better. There are algorithms such as the a priori algorithm or the frequency pattern growth, which are very popular when it comes to association type of unsupervised learning. Unsupervised learning has also found its way into a lot of applications that are around us. Why is that? It's because they help us in understanding patterns which can be used to cluster the data points based on various features, in understanding various defects in the data set which we would not detect initially. They help us in mapping the various items based on the dependencies of each other and cleansing the data set by removing features which are not really required by the machine to learn about it, right? So, unsupervised learning is used in renowned applications such as Amazon for product recommendation using association rule mining. We have Airbnb, which uses unsupervised learning for clustering similar stays and experiences. We have credit card fraud detection by checking the anomalies in the usage and more. So, a very popular case study where unsupervised learning had shown its shine is in the case of YouTube. Let me explain how this happened. Suppose you had a YouTube channel and you wanted to arrange a meetup with your subscribers, which mostly in the place where your subscribers live the most, right? But how would you do that? How would you know where your subscribers live? You have no idea how this works, and so it posed a very grave problem as YouTubers were not able to analyze who their subscribers are and much more, right? So this is where unsupervised machine learning had come into the picture with its clustering technique. YouTube created an algorithm into their system which could track the people using their IP addresses. So when a YouTuber requests data, if the user has subscribed to that channel, their IP is taken, computed, and plotted on the world map. So now say that you have the data that India has 40% of your subscribers, and it is the best place to hold your meetup. This is just one example of the many problems that unsupervised learning has helped solve, right? So unsupervised learning seems to be like all stardust and fairy tales, but there are problems too when you are working with unsupervised learning. So some of the most common problems that you can face are that there is no way of obtaining the way or the method in which the data was sorted, as the data set is unlabeled. There may be less accuracy as the input is not known and labeled by the humans, making it difficult for the machine to do it, right? the information obtained by the algorithm may not always correspond to the output class that we wanted, and the user has to understand and map the output obtained once the algorithm gives the output, right? So barring these problems, unsupervised learning does help you out a lot and is probably one of the best kinds of machine learning types, primarily because they output data that you can then clean and make sense for data analysis and more. So in today's podcast, we had an overview of what machine learning is and its various types. We then understood in depth about unsupervised learning, why it is so important. Later, we went through the various types of unsupervised learning, which are clustering and association mining. Then unsupervised learning applications and the disadvantages that you may face when you work with these algorithms. So that brings us to the end of today's discussion. I hope it was helpful, and make sure that you learn a bit more about machine learning. So till next time, guys, take care.